Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves, you're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's like really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit ncl.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry, the Bahamas and USA.
The Victorian Premier of the 90s, Jeff Kennett. Of course, he's the chairman of Beyond Blue and a very, very controversial figure who always speaks his mind. He is in the middle of a storm of controversy today over the survivors of the Sydney siege. We know that one of the hostages, Marcia McHale, believed to have been paid up to $350,000, even $400,000 to tell her story to Channel 7. We know payments have been made by other networks to other survivors of the siege. Now, last night, Jeff Kennett went on Twitter and said, quote, "It is not sad. Is it not sad? Those involved in the Sydney siege whose lives were saved are now selling their stories for profit. Terribly disappointing." And there has been quite a controversy and debate over that since then. He is suggesting this is exploitation of the tragedy, but the best way to get his views is to talk to him directly. The former Premier Jeff Kennett's with us now. Mr. Kennett, good morning.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Gary. Happy New Year.
And same to you, Jeffrey. Now, what's wrong with these survivors giving paid TV interviews? They've gone through a terrible ordeal, haven't they?
Yes, they have, and it's one that I hope no one else has to experience. And secondly, I want to make the point, I think it's very important that they do talk about their experiences, because that'll be part of the recovery process. But they're going to receive, I would imagine, compensation, because this has been deemed to be a terrorist act. But the thought that television stations, the media, would then single out some of these hostages who, however blandly you like to assess it, will wake up today with their lives when others won't, to me, is ghoulish. Ghoulish by the media, ghoulish by those who are either demanding or accepting payment. They have their lives. Yes, they've been through a traumatic circumstance, but some of them actually may be alive because of the actions of Tory Johnson. Some of them may be alive because of the act of our policemen and women. I think it is inappropriate. I think it is insensitive. I think it is wrong that the money was offered. I think it is wrong that the money is accepted.
If no one had died, would you have been happy for these people to be paid to tell their stories?
Well, again, different scenario, but I suspect I probably would have. I mean, policemen and women, others of the emergency services, put their lives at risk for these people. Now, sadly, two innocent people have lost their lives, but I just think it is, I feel most uncomfortable. Now, I know it's happened in the past and it'll happen again, but when you think that one individual is reportedly going to get $400,000, others are going to get $100,000, one station is reportedly have paid $1 million to a collection of these survivors, I've got to say to you, gentlemen, I'm most uncomfortable about it. I think it is wrong, wrong in principle and wrong in fact.
If the TV networks, though, are prepared to pay the money, I mean, you and I don't know what these people went through in that cafe, do we?
No, and I'm prepared to assume the worst in terms of what they went through. It was horrific. But please, there will be many of those emergency services, first responders who were involved in that incident, who will be suffering for years because the effect of being in such a situation with such tension, not knowing what the solution is going to be. Why should just two or three or four or five people be showered with money when, in fact, I'm quite sure that their health costs and other requirements are going to be met by state or federal government? It is, in my opinion, immoral, and I level that against the media as equally as I level it against those who are taking the money. I think it is wrong.
At least one of those victims of the siege who is being paid in excess of six figures has said that they're going to set up a fund and distribute some of the money they are receiving to the families of the two people who died there. Would you be satisfied with that?
Well, I'm sorry, and neither you or I know the details of that and how it's going to work. If the media wanted to make a donation to the victims, then they should have come out publicly and said, we'll give the families of those affected, be they those who lost their lives or those involved in the atrocity, we're going to commit $1 million each, if that's the monies they're going to pay, and let that be distributed based on need, based on independent assessment. But I've got to say to you, where people say to me, we're going to accept this money, we're going to give some of it to the families, you know, with due respect, no details, I don't like it, I think the principle is wrong, and I think a lot, given the reaction I've had since I tweeted this last night, the reaction has been overwhelmingly similar.
Should these sort of paid interviews be illegal? I mean, you've talked about that.
Well, I hate laws. The more laws we have, the more we constrict the society and individuals per se. The best thing that would happen would be for the public to say, it's not on, it's not good enough, we're not going to watch.
The public are going to watch, though, don't you, Jeff?
A lot of them are. I'm not going to, on principle, I've got to say to you. I have no interest in seeing people receive benefit from an incident in which they have been rescued, in which others have put their lives at risk and some have actually lost their lives. I am not going to be watching that show. Now, do you make it illegal? Well, you know, if they're going to receive money and yet the Commonwealth or the state are going to pay them compensation to address the nightmare that they went through, you've got to ask yourself whether the state or the Commonwealth should be paying them. Look, these are emotional issues. I understand that. In life, often your gut reaction is the right reaction, right? It's when you try and manipulate an outcome that you get yourself into difficulty. My gut reaction about these payments is that they are wrong, both by being offered and by being either demanded and or accepted. And I can't walk away from that.
Jeff Kennett, you make a very, very good argument. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Jeff Kennett, the former Premier of Victoria. You know what? I went into that interview thinking, you know, he's wrong. And having heard the way he explained his reaction, I find it very difficult to disagree with him.
I do.
I disagree.
I just think we're living in a day and age. I mean, 30, 40 years ago, fine, people didn't do this. The world's changed. You know, people's stories are very valuable. And if it happened to you or me, look at the Beaconsfield miners. Look at the amount of money and the people who went down there to save them. And I mean, extraordinary efforts were made on behalf of all those people. Other people died during the whole process, and yet they were paid $1.7 million.
The first police officer that entered that cafe with the gun.
You're making a mistake.
No, I'm talking about the first police officer.
He's paid to do that.
The first police officer in has a fantastic story to tell, and it's probably the most interesting story to tell.
And he's been paid for doing that.
No, he's been paid his weekly pay. That's his job. Right. So if for instance he was offered a large amount of money, you're the police commissioner or you're the police minister, would you say, yeah, you can have $500,000?
Because that's what you sign up for. You're there to protect society. But these are people who are innocently going about their normal life, buying a cup of coffee before they head to their own place of employment.
And they'll now be getting at least $75,000 because it's been declared a terrorist act. So they'll be getting compensation.
I don't bear them any grudge whatsoever. They should get as much as they can.